Blog Talk Radio.
Friday night on the Delusion Solution Radio Show from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 to 12 midnight Eastern Time right here on the Freedomizer Network, where we will be discussing and discerning the times by making sense of current events and bringing to light much-needed topics. Our calling number is 347-324-3704 to listen in. Watching with your ears and listen with your eyes. I'm your host, Tara Dawn, and I'll see you there.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
U.S. trade negotiators are pushing to complete the TPP this year. They're trying to keep it under the radar. The best way to stop the TPP is to drag it into the light of day. Right now, negotiators have appointed approximately 600 corporate lobbyists to serve as cleared advisors on the TPP, while refusing to release any of their negotiating proposals for public review. The corporate media is unlikely to inform the public about the TPP. We need to do it ourselves.
All right, and on that note, welcome into the BIL radio show, Barefoot is Legal Radio. I'm Proof Negative. I'm hosting again here. We are trying hard to find a new host with us here, and Aaron, once again, is unable to make it in, and we are actively seeking someone to take on a co-host or a host role. If anybody out there is interested in donating 90 minutes a week into the BIL community and just sharing the latest and greatest with us, if you just want to be a caller on the show today, the number is 347-324-3704. And press 1 to talk on your phone. Otherwise, I'll assume you're just listening on the phone, because we have up to 500 lines where you can listen live. Of course, for those that don't know much about who we are or who I am known as Proof Negative. I'm the big kahuna here on Freedomizer, and I run not just Freedomizer Radio itself. I'm the owner of our humble abode here, but I also have the Proof Negative radio show, which is on 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, Monday through Thursday, and we do have many other shows during the week. This is just our time dedicated to a lifestyle choice that I'm heavily involved in, and I also own and operate our group here. And it's not just my group. I try to tell everybody it's not just Proof's group. It's our group. It's our community. And the thing is that most people think that it is illegal or unhealthy to live our lifestyle. But zero laws exist in any state or Canadian province, but people will fight you to the bitter death that laws exist. And it's just weird to me that you can have all kinds of evidence in your hand and people still tell you that you are wrong. Now, Nicole, when you're ready, just press 1 on your phone. I know you said you wanted to join us. I I don't want to get you if you're on the other line or in the restroom or eating a sandwich or something. So just press 1 when you're ready. I know you're out there. And this isn't just about, well, it's a numerous amount of things, of course. One is educating that there's no laws to drive a car or go into a store or restaurant that, well, there are no laws. So the thing is that most people in America think that there's laws. And so everyone wears flip-flops everywhere because they don't want to wear shoes, but they think it's against the law to not have them. And even so, let me share this, that I'm not going to get into details here too much, but I was in a car wreck a few weeks ago, and so I'm going to the chiropractor. And it's just funny to me when you see people exercising or sitting on a table or getting the stimulation treatments, that almost everyone wears flip-flops, and they, it's just weird to me standing on a table or sitting on a bed for 25 minutes and people somehow, well, let me put it this way. There was an open seat next to me once, and this lady had on flip-flops, and she said, I don't want to sit next to that guy. He has his shoes off. And they have flip-flops on. And so there's a stereotype, I guess, or somehow people think that they can just walk everywhere and get up on a table and they're safe because they had their flip-flops on all day. That's just craziness to me. And it's not like they're the super high platform ones either. It's like the ones that are as thick as 3 sheets of paper held on by a rubber band. And they're offended. But that's what they have on. And it's just weird to me. Or you have some that will say, I can't believe that this person wears flip-flops and they have on the same thing, except there's the back of the shoe, which somehow makes a big difference to people. And our group also faces the, and I'm not saying for firemen or policemen or construction workers. Obviously there's OSHA laws and there are certain jobs where safety will be required, but if you're working in a bank or a general insurance office or a call center, the health department and the health inspectors, the insurance companies are not going to walk around and see what shoes people have on. They don't make random visits about that. It's not even written in their policies, but yet a lot of these jobs, they focus more about nitpicky dress codes than even the job you're doing itself. And we finally have a group of people that want to stand up for ourselves. And I'm happy to be part of the movement. Now, Nicole joined us here. Nicole, welcome in.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning.
Can you
hear me? Well, you don't have to ask. In radio, just assume people can hear you until they tell you that they can't.
True. I didn't catch who was actually with us.
What's that?
I didn't actually catch who's with us right now.
Oh, it's me.
It's you.
Me and only me. Yeah.
Me and you now.
That's why I'm doing the show early because I have an 11 o'clock meeting. And I haven't been able to get a group of people in to say this is my weekly time slot. So I could fit in 9:30 to 10:30. I had my chiropractor appointment earlier today, and I have a meeting at 11 with a potential sponsor. So I'm not going to miss that to host a show.
Right. I did see that. That's pretty exciting.
well, I'm trying to get things done here, and
mm-hmm.
it's somehow the numbers for our show here are decent. I'm not going to kill this show, this time slot or anything, and I believe strongly that we need to have as many avenues as possible open so we can show professionalism within our group and show that we exist. And
absolutely.
If it means I have to get 30,000 members in our group so I could find one show host, that's what I'll do.
Well, I'm lucky to help out as much as I can. You know that I've got other things going on, but I want to help out.
Yeah.
So, the flyers and stuff, I've been trying to keep myself up to date as much as possible. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, wherever I go, back and forth from where I go to, I've been doing that. I've been advocating putting that stuff up and concentrating on that because it's easy enough to do. I carry them with me. Go ahead.
Oh, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. So I think as much as I'm going to be involved as much as possible, especially with things have slowed down a little bit for me, but, you know, it's just a matter of taking that set amount of time I've decided to just put aside, you know, even if it's 30 minutes a day, just to focus just on that so that I can take care of what, you know, we talked about the things that I was going to help out with and stuff.
Well,
you know,
I am
life
hoping
happens.
So much to get involved with that, and I just think if we can put our little convention or festival or whatever we want to call it together and plan it out long enough so people can see it's a big deal and people will fly out with enough notice.
And that's what I do want to talk about maybe for our listeners. You know, at this point, we need to, we've talked about this, it's a matter of, you know, having that time frame, which I was thinking October with the area I was looking for would be a great time, and it is enough time. My only problem that I'm running into now in the venue that I'm looking at is the numbers. You know, so if people are interested in being involved, and yes, I will be there, and yes, if that's what's going on, I can do that, then we can grasp
mm-hmm.
a certain amount of a number, because that's what I'm running into right now. Because right now I'm blindly, you know, trying to do work with this one area on my end, but I need to know the interest of people that would be in attendance so that we can have some kind of number. It's only going to help us with everything, sponsorship and, you know, people that are going to vend there, people that are going to play there, all of it. And it's very hard to grasp when you don't, you know, at this point, I'm even thinking about just me putting out, using the Freedomizer email maybe is the best thing you can tell me, if it would be easier to put that out there in the membership and say, look, if you're really interested and want to talk more about this or have any kind of involvement, please contact me. Incorporating it into what I'm doing, because it makes it right now, it's scattered because it's not going to one central place. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I think that people in our group are interested. We have a lot of new people because my big thing is recruitment, and I want to be out there and tell people that, yes, we do exist and there's no laws, and we have a lot of people in that mode right now.
Okay, which is great. I mean, because we're going to need all of that. There, you know, we're going to need the education, we're going to need all of that, we're going to need everything that we've talked about, but that one central, you know, like if that's what maybe your thought is with me, as far as volunteering, and or if you're interested in being a vendor or you're a band member or you're whatever, if you are that
uh-huh.
interested, maybe contact me directly, like on my Freedomizer Radio email or something. I mean, I don't know what the suggestion might be, It's hard for me to go back. I get so inundated with the other stuff that I'm doing. I can be on the Facebook page, and you know what happens is if I get behind 2 days on that, I'm going back and I'm going back and I'm going back, and that's like whoa. So if it goes to one central place, it's not overwhelming, and I can go okay, and I can capture it way more easily and more efficiently than if I have to keep scrolling down and looking and reading in everybody's comments. And does that make sense?
I think so.
Okay. Where
we are at, Nicole, is we have people that are in stage one learning about us. It's weird because we have a lot of people from a former group that want to come in and act like it's the old group. And there, change doesn't happen. As a matter of fact, I got banned from the group because I believe in changing the mindset and being active. And so people tell me from the old group that, well, that's not how we used to do things. And I would never tell anyone about our group or do anything to help the cause. I'm only here to talk. And that's great if you're brand new, but if you've been involved with our movement since, say, 2001, you've been in the group movement, whether it's my group or another group or whatever, for 15 years, and you haven't raised your hand one bit, then I don't know what to tell you. How do you want freedom and how do you want change if you're not willing to do a thing or tell a soul about what you're doing? I just don't find that to be sensical. And I don't like seeing posts where, hey, I went to IKEA, they kicked me out, so I ran back out to my car, grabbed flip-flops, and went back in the shop. Yeah, how are you helping anyone, or how are you doing a thing? I don't want a complaint board. And even so, I say, well, call our toll-free number and we'll make a complaint out of it. Nah, that's okay. It was no big deal. And for some people it isn't, but don't be in our group and say that you hate doing that. But the second someone says something or they say, oh, I wish I can go to store B, but they might not like me, so I comply with laws that don't exist and there's not even a sign-up. So we
need to just put out, I guess, the whole, sorry to interrupt you, but
go ahead, please.
Obviously with the new group, it should be, you know, we need to put out there, we want positive, you know, I've been trying to go in and say, okay, when I do see a really great post, I comment on it and say, you know, this is a great post, like, thank you. I praise that person for having, you know, okay, taking me time to think about what they're posting. Like you said, you don't want it to be a complaint factory. If it's a movement, it's not supposed to be, you know, it's not supposed to be about the complaints. It's about change, you know, obviously, what the message that we're trying to put out there.
Well, complaints are fine if you're willing to do something about it, where we could take a negative into a positive or show that we're doing something. I just don't want... I was thinking about running into Sam Goody today, but I saw the manager who looked scary, and so I decided not to go in. But I think there's an intimidation factor.
I think there's a big intimidation factor with a lot of people, and I've run into that myself, where I have like full intentions, just like you're saying, and then you're like, my gut's telling me that this is not going to go well. And that's, you know, maybe on that day I'm just not feeling strong enough to make a stand. I mean, that happens to all of us. You know what I mean?
The thing is that it's supposed to be enjoyable. And
right.
If you're not enjoying it, then that's fine. There's no law that says you have to be 24/7, 365, because I know I'm not. I have to work for a living, and I do have to attend meetings every so often and things like that. And that's okay. But at the same time, we want to push the envelope and not feel like wusses.
It's true. true. It's true. Yeah. It's very well spoken. So you know what I'm going to do? I really am going to put out there, in maybe right there on the page, like I'll do a post. I'll put it together today and kind of sum up what I just talked about and put out there, you know, hey, this is this. If you want to, because there's like you said, there's different people that are involved in the legal aspect of it. There's different people that want to be involved in other things. And I think a lot of people are very much interested in the festival type stuff. They really like that. Because there's so many people that can be involved, and there are so many different groups and people that we can all help each other, you know what I mean? And we can all come together about it. And that's what the festival is. That's what the meaning of a festival is, a bunch of people coming together for a certain reason and having fun doing it, you know what I mean, enjoying it. So if there are people that really are, you know, interested in that and truly want, you know where to get this information or talk to this person, you know, you need to know more about this, you need to talk to this person, or, you know, like just kind of like steer things in a direction of just not being all over the place and not, you know, if there are people that complain, okay, you're complaining, well, we do have a complaint line. If you want to do this, then you need to go here, you know, make more direction about it so that people maybe will say, okay, well, this makes more sense to me. Now I think I can do that. You know, I'm going to do this. This is positive. This sounds great. I want to be involved. I want to say something. I think it would help. So I'm going to work on that today, and I'll have something by the end. I'll post something. And I just think that's supposed to be, you know, it's a sounding board for all of us to a certain extent on every level of what we're trying to do or what we're trying to say. And there's just sometimes there's just a better way to do it, and unfortunately there are people that are just not going to know. I don't know. You know, like the stuff with the older group, with the new group, and, you know, I'm not really sure how that's being handled. Except,
that's okay. I don't care what the other group does. They can post their selfies and complain to their heart's content. I feel as though Freedomizer is a successful enough business. Are we making money hand over fist? No, absolutely not. Am I starving? No, absolutely not. We're right. Doing okay. We've been around 6.5 years. I know how to run a business, and I don't have that big head ego where this is mine and it's my way or the highway. Some people
you're
act
very
like
open.
That, but I really don't. I don't know why people are so scared of me.
You're kind of an intimidating guy, but I'm not easily intimidated. I don't know. I've worked with you, so some people just, I don't know. I'm not sure. Some people are just very, very easily intimidated by people that have knowledge, and you do have a lot of knowledge, and that sometimes scares people. That's just the way it is. You know what I mean? It happens, and you're a professional person, and it comes across, you come across strong, I come across strong. Sometimes people just don't know how to react to that professionalism and that strongness. They just get intimidated by it. So you know, I guess that's the only way I can, if it's to be justified in any way, I think that's what it is.
No,
it's just lack of knowledge.
Here's my objective here with how I want our group run. For those that are new to us and they're listening to me for the first time, they're wondering, why did I get involved, or how do I get involved, or what am I doing here? I don't know. Everybody joins us at a different point, and we all have different learning curves and whatever. I have no issue with brand new people who saw us, whether it's on another Facebook group or whether it's at a health fair, whether it's whatever, a flyer at Whole Foods, I don't care. They join us, just take the time to learn what we do. I'm not worried if somebody's been here 3 months, 3 weeks, 9 months, whatever. and learn about our group. And once you are learning about us and you feel as though after about a year or so, or maybe it's earlier for some people, but once you are at that point where you know what we do, my goal is that enough people will want to stand up and say, hey, I want to host a local meetup group, and I want to create change in my local area. It's not forced or pushed, but I just expect that if you see, say, there's 75 people working on a project, that people are going to say, hey, what can I do? Because that's kind of what – this is positive peer pressure.
Right. And like you said, you're the recruiter guy, you know, like you do that. I mean, that's how I got involved. I listened to you. I did my own research on my own, you know, I thought about it. I looked at what was going on and I made that choice for myself. And that was because I listened and I also went forth and researched it for myself. But you have that recruitment style about you. That's how I got involved. That's how I am involved. And that's why I want to stay involved. And it's just a matter of, you know, everybody's busy. Everybody's busy. Nobody's busier than anybody else or some people, whatever. It is what it is. And you're going to, if you want to be involved, be involved. If you don't, then don't. It's very simple. I just want it to be positive. I want people to research it on their own and look at it. And the negative stuff just has to go away about it. It's just not what we're trying to do. You know what I mean? Involvement, where you live, where you are, no matter where you are. And we have people from the East Coast to the West Coast. We have people that are even not in the States. You know what I mean? Like, we have people all over the place that are involved on different levels, completely different levels. And it doesn't make them less important. If you're volunteering, you're volunteering. And that's, to me, if you're even passing out flyers, that's your time. And we appreciate that. You know, I appreciate that. I know you appreciate it if I do it or anybody else does it. Doesn't matter if they spend 15 minutes writing a really nice post and posting it. That's time that, you know, they gave to this. And to me, that's positive. And those are the people that we want involved. If you want to be involved on any level, fine, great. Just keep it forward. Keep it moving forward. Keep it moving positive. And any time that you want to spend is time appreciated as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So, the recruitment stuff is a big deal to me. Like you said, people see, I know I have friends that are like, well, what is Freedomizer? You know, like what is that? I have lots of friends, you know, because I come from the East Coast and whatever. And they're like, well, what is that? I've never heard of that. Oh, I've got to get involved. I want to listen to not just this show, every show or whatever. They want to just be involved because it's a great thing. And the more people, I mean, think of how many people we can reach on one given day. It's just amazing. And the people that choose to, like, whatever sticks out to them and whatever, that's why I'm trying to focus on the, like, the good posts and this and that. And look at this. Take a look. Oh, wow. What grabs somebody's eye and say, oh, that is a good thing. I really want to get, I want to look more into that. Wait a minute. You know what? I want to be involved in that. Or they heard about it, like you said, at some other place or health fair or whatever. The more people that just take a look into it, if they like what they see, then be involved. Be involved. That's my message today. I really hope that people just, you know, take a look more into us, and I don't know, even if it's new members, old members, people that were more involved and can't do so now, it doesn't matter to me as long as it's, you know, going forward and we're doing what we're going to do. And the festival and things that you know, I'm working on, can be huge. It could really be huge. It could be an annual thing here or anywhere, you know, next year somewhere else. It doesn't matter. You know, you got to start somewhere. And I have so many, people that are so, so excited about doing it and being involved and interested in being sponsors for us and you name it, having a booth, and you just, the list goes on and on. And it's exciting, and there's enough time for people to come together. And my clear shot is like the third week in October. I don't really know how you feel about that time frame still, but really
okay
I'm trying
that.
To like zone in on that. I'm trying to zone in on the third week in October. It's before the holidays. It's, you know, I don't know. It's October is just a beautiful time of year, especially here in Northern California. There's, you know, camping. There's all sorts of things you can do, be involved in. And I'm going to definitely do that post today. So people, if whoever is listening, I would hope that they would check in on the Facebook page and check it out, because I'll put something together today that they can, you know, look into more. And we'll get the ball rolling here a little bit more so that I can be a little bit more, like I said, focused on the putting people in certain places and having that flow chart for myself. It would just make my life a little bit easier, and yours too, I'm sure. So how are you feeling? I meant to ask you that when you first got on. How are you? You said you got the chiropractor. You're feeling a little bit better?
Yeah, I'm a lot better now than I was yesterday or the day before. So I'm very happy.
Good. What's the weather like where you are?
In the mid-80s, low to mid-80s. Nothing too drastic.
It's about, it's in the higher 60s, maybe we'll get into like 70 today, but we had rain, which is good. We need it. Well, right now I'm in South City right now, so I'm not as northern as, you know, Grass Valley in Colfax right now, but it's chilly, but it's nice. The sun's out, and I'm going to go for my walk and go do some places, and I was like, I'm going to jump in, talk to Dave for a little bit and say hi to everybody. And I'm going to work on that post. I'm glad I could step in with you for a little bit here.
Let's see, what time is it there? We got to grab at least one time out here. So I'm going to go ahead and do that now. I realize it was already at the top of the hours. I'll go ahead and handle business. We'll be right back. And don't forget, one of our big sponsors here is the Serenity Rug. So for those of you that work in an office, or maybe you work at home and you don't have the ability to go outside whenever you feel like it, the Serenity Rug at serenityrug.com will help stimulate the effects of grounding. I would definitely want to see everybody check out what grounding is. Go to serenityrug.com, and I love mine. I have mine here at my home as opposed to my day job. But I'm using it right now. Anyway, serenityrug.com. Please check it out and support our sponsors.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's SerenityRug.com.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Things seem to be going wrong in the world today. Every aspect of our lives seems to be under attack sometimes. Many struggle to make sense out of it. What is really going on? Identifying the problem is critical to any solution. Many people claim to have answers. But what is the truth? What works? What has worked in the past? History does repeat itself, and you must learn from it. You have choices. We cannot change the course of history, but we may change our role in it. All roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to the kingdom of God. The question is, which way are you going? Join us to make sense out of it all in the Sabbath, at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for an iconoclastic look at the world yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and hear about the keys of the kingdom.
I'm sick of being a chump, lied to by politicians and businessmen alike, watching as the world slowly burns, as trillions of debt racked up under their grandchildren's names. Hi, I'm Ben, Lucifer Bernanke Cochran. I'm asking that you tune into my weekly radio show, The Patriot Power Hour with Lucifer Bernanke, each Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern on Freedomizer Radio. Look, I'm not trying to sell you anything here. I just need your help fighting these banks just scum. Sick fan, hide all the wars. Failed healthcare system, I mean, they own all the mega banks, all the mega corporations. They own the media, of course. They've already conquered most of humanity, really. And the juiciest final target. Well, we're next. America's next. So I'm not going out without fighting. So join me Thursday as I use my background in finance and risk management to decode breaking news and developments, all while helping to prepare you and your family for the future waves of financial terrorism that are sure to come. Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hello, Freedomizers. Joanne Moretti here, inviting you to join my great co-host Scott Ferrarello and myself, as well as our many correspondents and colleagues, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's noon Pacific. For Zone 13, the best fast-paced news, current events, and investigative report show on the web. We bring you the news the mainstream media wants. Please find us at freedomizerradio.com, where you can listen to our chat. Again, please join us for Zone 13, Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific. Hope to see you there, Freedomizers.
All right, and we are back for about 20 minutes or so, I guess. We have a slight show change for just today. And I started at 12:30 today, 9:30 Eastern Time. Or, I'm sorry, 12:30 Eastern Time, 9:30 Pacific. So we're on for about an hour today because I wasn't expecting to be here today. And I have an interview at 11 that I have to handle. So anyway, Nicole was gracious enough to join us today for a bit, and thank you for joining us here.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
All right. So I'm sure, keeping with the thought process of what we do here, since we last talked, Can you name a store or two that you might have gone into without any issues?
Unfortunately, no. I don't have that problem. I just don't have that problem.
I think it's the area. I'm not saying did you go someplace and get yelled at. I'm trying to give people some inspiration here and say,
into the library. I go to the library.
Okay. That's a big deal.
Usually in that kind of area, that's where you're gonna run into problems. I would imagine, but I don't.
Okay.
I do, you know, you have to understand, like, I work out of home, too, just like you do. So most of the time, I'm here. If I have
I'm
to go, my problem is I don't have a printer, so, like, I have to go. Like, I'm one of those, I'm a very homebody person. You know, I go and do stuff, but I rarely. I work a lot. I don't really get out much. I just don't. But I think that's a big deal to be at a place like that and not get any complaints because it is, if you will, you know, there's all sorts of people. I mean, I'm in a huge area here in the city where I guess they're just, I don't know if it's because they're used to people do, I don't know, I just don't run into problems. And I think that's a big deal because I think if you were somewhere in Massachusetts or where I used to come from, whatever, it would be, whoa. But that's the thing about it. And I don't know if it's because I just carry this, you know, I have stuff with me where I'm like, you know, I'm prepared. And I mentally just go, you know what, I'm going to do this. And if I run into a problem, then I run into a problem. If I don't, then I don't. And I don't know if that's just because I put a positive spin on it and say, well, if I'm going to have an issue, then I'm prepared. Does that make sense? I would hope so for our listeners because everybody's in different places. And wherever you are, I mean, everybody reacts differently. In different areas, and people are more open to things in different places. Especially like even when I'm more north, it seems like the more north I get, the people are more apt to just be okay with, well, that's the way the person is, and that's just, I do this and they do that, and I don't know, it's very laid back in this part of, you know, the area that I'm in. People are just more okay, they're going to do that and I'm going to do what I do. If you're not harming anybody or you're not, if you're just minding your own business and you're doing your own thing, people don't have a problem. But if you're going to be that person who's like, and you know, like making an issue, and you know, does that make sense? Like I do it, and I do it in a casual, like almost like a classy way. It's like, hey, this is who I am. Like, you either take me for who I am, or you don't. And if you don't, then I'm prepared to say, well, you're going to have to deal with me this way because that's who I am. Does that make sense?
Well, that's how it's supposed to be, I guess. I just don't understand why that becomes such an issue for people.
Well, because they, you know, I really believe that it's with anything else. Okay, I can't think of an example right now, but any way that somebody lives or the way that they choose to live, Somebody's gonna have a problem with it somewhere. But if you're not, you know, it's kind of like if I was, a certain religion, and I'm not even going to name a religion because then that just gets into a totally different area. But if I was that person, and you were, I just met you, and I really believe in what I believe in, and I'm just shoving it down your throat. I'm like, blah, 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 you know, I'm forcing, like, nothing good comes with force. But if you glide through it, and you're like, if somebody's talking, oh, I noticed this. I noticed this about you. Oh, okay. Would you want to talk about it with me? Okay, fine. But I'm not going to sit there and drive it down their throat, and I'm not going to force them to understand the way that I live. And I think that's people's biggest problem, is that they go into it with that negative aspect of, like, this way I'm, like, they almost, like, expect and give people a chance to, like, actually be okay with it. And if you go into it thinking that, then maybe they will be. I don't know. I just have a different way of thinking because I don't like conflict in any way. In fact, I will run like the wind from it normally. I will be prepared to, you know, stand up for things that I believe in, but at the same time, I'm not going to stand there and point my finger in your face and say, well, you need to... I mean, I'm an activist to a certain extent of, like, look at, this is what I am, this is what I'm doing. If you have a problem with it, then don't be next to me. Then don't hear me. Then don't listen to what is, like, you know, the laws and every legal aspect that's involved. People are just not educated. They're not educated. And they have this belief, because this belief has been put into them and instilled in them, and it's very, very hard for anybody to believe something that they've been taught their entire life, to think differently. All of the corporate places that we talked about, like, you know, the fact that the dress codes and open toes and all that stuff. I mean, there were people that were sent home, and I work for very, very large corporations that I'm not even mentioned, but it would be one of those, you know, HR would have a, you know, one of their meetings, like a monthly, collect everybody from the department. Okay, well, this is the thing. This is a dress code, and you can't do da-da-da-da-da, or you will be sent home. And it was, your manager came up to you and said, you need to go home. You need to go change. Mm-hmm. Because their skirt was too short, or they had open toe shoes on, or they, you know, had you know, like earrings even. There are people that had, like, piercings in different places, and they were like, say, like, somebody had an eyebrow piercing. It's the same thing. Well, you can't have your eyebrow pierced, because that makes you look like a person that is just not, you're not capable of doing your job because your eyebrows pierced, and that makes you a weirdo.
Let me take it a step further. Some places even go crazy, like you're only allowed one earring, and so some people might have two holes and two earrings in their ears, and you have to take one of them out. You can decide which hole to take out, and
yeah,
mm-hmm. Or you have to put a Band-Aid over the second one.
Yes, I've totally experienced that. Not me myself, but I've experienced people, my coworkers, in that aspect.
Yeah.
And like I said, it really, really comes down to, and we talk a lot about these things on the Proof Show too, on lots of occasions. It's basic discrimination on so many levels, and it depends on where you are. It depends on where you are located, where you are working, you name it. I mean, the list goes on and on. It really does. And when people, you know, I guess I've met people that, you know, you're sitting next to somebody, like, I take the train a lot, right? You know, you I've met people that I was sitting next to, and, you know, anybody else would be and scared of this person. And I'm just a very open, I'm just, hey, what's up? You know, and I'll talk to that person. I don't just look at somebody and say, okay, well, you look this way and you look that way, and so therefore, that's it, I'm not going to speak to you. And I guess that really saddens me in our society that we're like that. We automatically judge people by, you know, our first glance of them.
Uh-huh.
You see all the time, you walk down the street and somebody's walking towards you, and I guess we're all guilty of it at some point. If somebody's walking towards you and you're walking, because I walk like it's my job. I seriously walk like it's my job everywhere. I just do. If I'm not doing that, I'm riding my bike. But that's what I do. And I witness it all the time. No matter where you are, whether it's I'm here or whether I'm back east, people react to people that they see for the first picture of them, and they automatically make a judgment and they make an assumption, and that's it, period. Period. And it saddens me that people are just not, I'm a very open person. I mean, I guess I've opened myself up to, you know, a lot of difficult situations in that manner only because I give people that chance. I don't just automatically judge them. I just don't automatically say, okay, well, that, I mean, if they're walking down the street with an Uzi and coming at me, obviously I'm going to walk in the other direction. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Appearances to me are, they're just skin deep. And whatever your lifestyle is, that's what you choose to do. I mean, yeah, if you're standing there coming at, like I said, somebody's coming at me smoking a crack pipe or whatever, I'm going to walk in the other direction. But, like, you can't judge people like that. You just can't. And we have a very, very bad, every single person has been, I've been guilty of it. Everybody's guilty of it. People just don't give people a chance, and it makes me sad. It just, people need to be a little bit more open to, I don't know, just everybody's different. Everybody is different. And what floats your boat may not float mine, but it doesn't mean that I can't stand you and I'm not going to be able to have a conversation with you. I'm not sure if I'm making any sense, but that's kind of how I go. That's kind of how I live my life. I just,
when
I'm not a judger.
In a general office type call center thing, they say, hey, the biggest, or the people ask, what's the way to be more successful? And they'll tell you, those that follow the dress code are the most successful people that we have. And so somehow looking a certain way erases everything else about you, and you're either a good employee or you're not based on what you look like. And I just find that sad that that's how people...
It is sad. And it's not only about being a good employee, it's about being a good person. There are people that look at people and say, that's a bad person, just because of the way that they look, or the way that they're dressed, or the way they're going barefoot, or whatever they're doing. People make assumptions like that every day. And I just don't think we should all be walking around as judges, because if you need to be, like, take a look in the mirror. You know what I mean? Like, you're not, society has put on you normal. What is normal? What is the normal dress code? What is normal?
Mm-hmm.
I was watching this commercial last night, and this is what I definitely, because I was thinking I was going to be on today anyway, but they were talking about, I don't even want to say the name brand because I don't want to get in trouble or whatever, but it's about the socks. Not about the shoes, it's about the socks. It's like the socks make me perform better.
Mm-hmm.
The shoe makes me perform better, whatever. I'm sorry. The way that you perform, whether your job or whether you're an athlete or whether you're this or you're that, it's not about, like, what I'm wearing that makes me perform better. It's my mind, and it's my intelligence. But society puts out there, like, you gotta have that, and able to perform better. And I just think that's a whole bunch of propaganda, and I think it's stupid. And it makes me, like, I can't hear that. And, you know, I'm mostly just radio. I mean, obviously, Freedomizer and stuff, but I take my walks and stuff like that, and I do, you know, I listen to my music. I could zone out and do that. And I'm a people watcher, you know. But I just, when I see stuff like that, all the ads and all the stuff and where I am, I'm like, wow. Like, we're just, we're based on the fact that, like, it's not about your mind anymore. It's about, like, what you're wearing and how you look, like you just said, is how successful you're going to be. I mean, that's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. It's just silly. And I guess, you know, if I worked for a major corporate place that sold, you know, sports apparel or anything else, then if I said anything like this, I would be fired on the spot. I don't work for those people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I don't allow them to drive my performance, and I certainly don't allow them to drive my intelligence or my success. So we had no callers today, huh? Nobody wanted to call in? That's a bummer.
Hey, I don't advertise like that, but that's why you called in.
Oh, yeah, we didn't. Well, I did call in, yeah. Well, I always call in. I'm one of those always call in people. Well, I wish you luck for your meeting.
We have one last caller before we get out of here. I think
okay.
I know who this is, so I'm going to open the phone. Welcome in.
Hey, Dave, I just tuned in. I had no idea you was doing the show earlier.
Hey, that's okay.
Is this Steven?
Welcome in.
I got about
5 to 8 minutes, and if you and Nicole want to talk after I leave, then once you hang up, the show's over, I guess. But I have an 11 o'clock meeting, and it's 10:30, and the place is about 15 minutes away.
Okay, that's cool. Well, I hope you have a nice day doing whatever it is you got to do.
No, well, go ahead. I mean, I'm not looking to leave, but and if I leave, Nicole can stay for a couple minutes. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah,
it's true. Hi, Nicole.
How are you? Hi, how are you?
Everything is fine on this beautiful Saturday morning. The weather is just perfect.
Yeah, it is perfect here too. It's nice, perfect. We did get rain, but it's nice and sunny out here.
That's fabulous. Totally fabulous.
Totally fabulous.
You know, and honestly, this is a great day, I think, to like try to really put your feet in the grass and in the sand and stuff.
I'll be
getting involved in this a little bit here.
I told some story about Dollar Tree some time ago. You know, I emailed them a letter, you know what I'm saying, you know, dispelling all the liability issues and junk like that. I even offered to sign a waiver. But that got turned down. It's like, okay, whatever.
It got turned down.
So, yeah.
We have to talk corporate to corporate. That's what it is. Just a regular person on the street usually doesn't change much. But if we organize and share what we do and have an actual representative of our group saying, hi, I'm their Midwest Regional Director for Barefoot is Legal, and one of our clients came in and discussed some displeasure with a shopping experience and go from there. I think we can be more we could be more assertive, I suppose. And once we get things going, like what we were talking about, having a festival for the group and being more active and bringing in more members, that success breeds success. And as long as people, and I'm not saying you by any stretch of the imagination, but a lot of our group is more about what are you going to do for me as opposed to what can I do to help with the group.
True that. And matter of fact, one day I even went into the same Dollar General wearing my bare bottoms, you know, thinking it was okay. So the cashier was like, you can't be in with no shoes. I got shoes on. She's like, let me see the bottoms. Like, oh, you can't be in there with no shoes on because if you cut your foot, we're liable. And I'm standing there like, I can't believe they still believe that, you know. And then I start to think.
Oh no, because we haven't challenged them before. That's why.
You know, and get this. And then I start to think, if anybody goes in there with any type of foot flaps or open toe shoes, they can still cut their foot. That doesn't make the store liable. So I can go in there with a pair of flip flops, and I can still cut my foot or hurt my foot on the very very, you know, bottom of the shelf. So what is the difference? I'm just saying, what is the difference?
Like I said, the reason why is because we have not organized to our maximum that we can do, and when more people want to get involved, then we can see change. Until then, they think we're lone random nuts, but if you have someone actually calling corporate and emailing on your behalf, it takes you completely out of the system, and it's our group that's educating another business. And I think if we can do this properly, instead of people just being lone wolves, that we can actually accomplish things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, very true.
And I do want to mention again, I'm going to definitely, I'm going to do a good post today, and hopefully we're going to get some good response from it. I'm looking forward to hearing from some more people. That's what we need. Mm-hmm. We need to hear more people, and we just, the people that do want to be involved, please get involved. We would welcome anybody, you know, to do that. So
right.
I would love to hang around a little bit longer, but I do have to get going myself here, and I hate to cut the show short. I would love to say, but
that's okay.
I have kind of pushed
it
here too.
I stated what we were doing, and I served our purpose, and we even had a caller. We had two callers, you and Kevin's, of course, and so we did it, even though it was a different time slot, and it's abridged, but hey, we got through it, and everybody out there that's listening in, I am hoping that you want to be the change. Maybe you're hearing us for the very first time today. The website is barefootislegal.org. The Facebook group is facebook.com/groups/barefootislegal. We have a toll-free number, 844-522-7882. And, well, we have our weekly show, and we'll be back again next week. Thank you, everybody, for taking part today and listening in, and I'm going to go ahead and see if I can go influence change on the other side. So thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Kevin. We're going to go ahead and end it here. And thank you, everybody,
thank you
for supporting us. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.